Hey everybody, it's Riza Tante, the one and only, here in Mexico live with you. Hey everybody, it's Riza Tante, the one and only, here with you live in Medellin, Colombia.
Happy Halloween, coming in live in Seoul, South Korea. Konnichiwa, and Merry Christmas from Tokyo, Japan.
What is up, my beautiful people? Welcome back to a brand new episode and the very first episode of 2020. So jazzed to share with you my post thoughts of the Oprah event and more thoughts that I've accumulated for 2020 so far. So go ahead, take a seat or go on a walk, put your earbuds in, and let's take a listen on this episode. What is up, my beautiful people? Thank you so much for listening into this episode. I'm really excited to dive in with my thoughts of the Oprah event and things that I've learned during the session. I so wanted to share it with you. And of course, some thoughts of the new year and the new decade and things that I have been going through, per se. So, as I mentioned before, I went to Oprah's 2020 Vision Your Life in Focus in Minnesota, and ironically, I was supposed to go to the I Heart My Life event with James Williams and Emily Williams. I actually bought their ticket last summer in 2019, and last minute changed direction and went to Oprah's event, and here's why. I've never seen Oprah live, and Oprah is a huge, huge inspiration to all of us women out there, I believe, and I just wanted to see her live, and I thought how convenient it is that she is in the city that I am currently. So that is why, and let me tell you, like, her presence is just beyond inspiring, and the way that she carries herself is just so elegant, and her poise is just unbelievable, and perhaps I am just speaking her up a little too much, but honestly, I mean, she's just real and authentic and raw, and she's super funny too live as well. So I'm going to share a little bit about the workbook that she shared with us. And one of the things I want to start off with this episode is you don't get what you want, you get what you intend. And if you hear some paper in the background, it's because I had the workbook that she shared with us, and I'm reading a couple of things that we went over in the workbook. And she says, her quote is, like I said, you don't get what you want, you get what you intend. And she shares, an intention is the first whisper of purpose you bring to what you do or what you say. It is the real motivation behind any action, the why behind the why. And the energy driving that motivation is what determines every outcome. Now, those words blended all in together is a powerful movement, and especially too because intention is behind the why, like really why you're doing the things that you're doing. And I wanted to elaborate on a story that she talked about in her opening, and I just loved it because it really resonated with me and just her in general and who she's all about and what she's all about, excuse me. And so basically she talks about the story how she was asked to go to an event, a red carpet event in the East Coast with Tina Turner. And I think Tina Turner's agents were asking her, hey, do you mind or would you do us the honor to walk down the red carpet with Tina Turner? And Oprah was just being real and honest and saying, no, I don't have any desire to go into the red carpet and I will not do it for Tina Turner. And so eventually other people were trying to convince her to go. And then eventually Tina Turner's husband directly calls Oprah and was like, hey girl, not really, of course, but she said, or he said, Oprah, we really want you to go down the red carpet with Tina Turner. It means so much for all of us. She's going through a really tough time in her health, and we would just so appreciate for someone to depend or to hold on to her while she's walking down because she's feeling weak. Something in that lines. And Oprah's eyes lit up when she was sharing this story because, again, She said that's the intention, because originally she was confused, or she felt, you know, it was just because of celebrity and wanting to get more actions, or not action shots, but excitement around that Tina Turner and Oprah were together. I think it was Tina Turner. Honestly, I don't remember, but let's just pretend it was her. So it's just easier to tell the story. So Oprah was just talking about how she doesn't like to go on the red carpet. But then she said, because there was an intent behind the why of why they wanted her to go on the red carpet with Tina Turner, it wasn't just because the red carpet. There was a deeper understanding or a deeper reason why they wanted her. And it was because Tina Turner really respects Oprah. And then also, too, they wanted someone to hold her while she was going to the red carpet because she was, you know, she's having some health issues. And as I said before, Oprah's eyes lit up and just sharing that and how this is the reason why she does the things that she does. There has to be a strong intention and a strong reason why people do the things that they do. And for me, that was really eye-opening because it just spoke so much truth of who Oprah is and why she does the things that she does, right? Or she does, whatever. You get what I mean. I'm kind of just blabbing here. I have some of my notes, but just kind of keeping going here. And so I just wanted to share that with you because I felt that it would resonate with you and really ask yourself the decisions that you make, the projects that you take on, the jobs or even partnerships in business. What is the why behind the why? What is your intention? What is the deep intention? Because when our deep intention is very, very clear and it's aligned to who we are as people, it's a confident yes. Otherwise, when we're teeter-tottering and we're asking ourselves and we're doubting ourselves, it's not from alignment to who we are. So I wanted to share that with you. Another thing that she does in her workbook is really understanding clear intention. I really love this exercise. And again, I wanted to elaborate and share with you. And in this part of this section of the workbook, she talks about sometimes it helps to examine what hasn't worked in our life to find approaches that will. To uncover your true intention for your future wellness, let's look back at the past. And you know me, I'm all about really understanding your past and analyzing those things as well. And one of the things that she does is having us walk through this step. And she says, think of a time when you set a goal that you did not reach. It could be from any area in your life, career, health, relationships, or something else. Then the following question is, what was your goal? And the preceding question is, why did you want to achieve this goal? List all the real reasons you can think of. So questions would be like, I wanted to prove I was good enough. I felt obligated. I felt guilty. I was trying to prove something to someone. I wanted to win. How many of us out there, especially as entrepreneurs or business owners that wanted to start or individuals that wanted to start a business wanted to win? Or wanted to prove someone else that they could do it. Or they wanted to be better than someone else. Or I was trying to live up to someone else's expectations. And that was huge for me. One of the bullet points that I crossed was I was trying to live up to someone else's expectations. And for me, personally, that was attempting to reach or exceed expectations because I thought that was not loyal, but just so looked up upon. And this was more of me in university and going into degree of nursing and how that didn't go the way that it was supposed to and how I was really just trying to prove other people / my family that, you know, I was exceeding their expectations. And why this is important to really understand, to reflect, to really see what we're doing, why we do the things that we do, is to then show, it demonstrates the reality of our intention. And so when our intentions are not clear, they stand in the way of reaching our goals. So as you think about bringing more wellness into your life, or when you think about like, well, again, this is part of her book. She says to start with an intention that lines up with what is truly right for you. And again, it's all about alignment and being really aligned to who you are and your values in life. So there you have it. That was a little section in her workbook. And I just thought how that's so prevalent to to Western culture. I think that there's so many hidden expectations that we have of ourselves that we forget to take a step back and to really reflect, why are we doing the things that we're doing and what is really behind the intention. So I'm going to share a little bit more bullet points now with what I learned at the Oprah event. And one of them that kind of shocked me was she asked the audience, how many out there are actually getting enough sleep? Or how many people are not getting enough sleep? And I'm actually not surprised by this. More than half of the audience raised their hand. More than half of the audience raised their hand, meaning they did not get enough sleep. They did not get enough adequate sleep. And let me just share with you, I was not one of them. I get enough sleep and I love it. And what a shocker to me, but not really, that so many people out there are not getting enough sleep that they need. And here's the deal. We need sleep, people. And you deserve and you are worthy of stillness and quietness. And she said that as well. You are worthy of stillness. You are worthy of quietness. You are worthy of being still. You are worthy of taking a break. And, it was just such a mind-blowing thought process. Like, who says that? Like, I am worthy of stillness and I am worthy of quietness. I'm pretty sure no one in their right mind in the Midwest would ever say that, because Midwest is known for hard worker, blue-collar kind of personality. Correct me if I'm wrong. And so sharing this and hearing this was just a strong reminder to take a step back once again and to see, how are we abandoning ourselves in the health that we need, into the things that we need for ourselves, right? So again, I thought that just really shocked me, and I wanted to share that with you as well. Now, Oprah's event overall was really fantastic, met amazing people, and the energy in the room was ridiculous. There was a yoga instructor that came in, and we did all these weird, well, I guess they're not weird, but we did all these different movements, and it was kind of difficult to move around because we were so close together. But overall, it was a really good experience. I think Oprah has so many wise words to say. I could go on and on. I have a plethora of notes of what she was saying. And the thing is, it's things that I have not heard before, right? Like, there's so many wise things that we've heard in our life, and then it's just how people say it that maybe resonates with us more. Another story that I wanted to share with you from Oprah that just came into my mind right now, and I'm just going to share it, is that she was talking about a vision. And she was talking about how growing up, all she wanted was to have trees in her backyard. And she later began to talk about how she built homes and houses. And then in her house in California, she has multiple upon multiple trees in her backyard. And she started to tear up and get really emotional because she said all she wanted was to have three trees in the background. And she just reminded us that what was meant for us, like whatever you envision, to set the intentions and to go after it. And overall, she's just an amazing woman. And I am so thankful that I was able to be in her presence. I mean, again, she's just very intentional of what she does and how she lives her life. So there you go. That's what I have to share about Oprah's event. If you want me to elaborate more or you have any specific questions about something, hit me in the DMs and Instagram, and I'm more than happy to share those with you. Now, moving on to 2020. Okay, so I've had some hard lessons already in 2020, and it's only been like the third or fourth week, and I'm going to share one big one that I think is going to be helpful for you. At least I hope so. Okay, I don't even know where to begin. So basically, I had two coaching calls in 1 week, and two coaching calls that were basically from people that didn't really know me that well. And they were basically like free consultation calls. Now, the one of them was a speaker coach, and the other one was a coach from an organization that I was coaching with. And basically, my profile got into her desk because the other coach that I was with was moving on to different things into the organization. Okay? So, and don't worry, I have an intention behind this. So, all that to say, what ended up happening was I get on this call with a speaker consultation, and she kept drilling me with all these questions, which, mind you, I love the questions. They were very inquisitive. They were really good to get down to the nitty-gritty of what I actually desired in 2020. And she asked me, so what are you doing with your podcast? And she asked me, are you getting clients from out of it? And she asked me, is it related to your niche? And I began to feel a little flustered because, to be honest with you, I don't really speak anything about marketing on here. I use that YouTube, but this was basically an opportunity for me to be creative and create content that I knew was going to be valuable for you. And she kept going on about how I need to be aligned to everything and making sure that everything that I'm doing is relevant to my business. And she was right. Like, at the end of the day, she was right. However, that was not what I needed. Like, I was super frustrated. At the same time, coaches are there to speak the truth. And she spoke the truth to me. And sometimes you can take coaching and listen to it, and sometimes you have to just deep down listen to your heart. Because no matter what, whatever you feel really passionate or excited about, it's meant for you. Something's there for you to create into the world. And so she kept asking me, you know, who's my ideal client? Who do I like to work with? Et cetera, et cetera. Then I get off on the call with her, felt a little flustered. A couple days after, I get another call. And we dove right into, okay, so what are you doing on a daily basis? How can we create this? And da-da-da-da-da. And I was just so flustered, and I was, like, having a headache. And here's the deal, what I realized about coaching, is that the coaching is not about the coach, it's about the client. So when you're going into a coaching practice or coaching call, it's always asking, how can I support you in this time together? And that's what I lead in so much in my coaching calls. How can I support you in this time together? Because whether the client needs X, Y, and Z or business strategies, perhaps they just can't handle that right now. Or perhaps that's just not what they want to discuss in that moment. And let me tell you, I was on my breaking point with this other coach, the second one, because I was just frustrated. There were so many things I needed to get done, or some things and strategies weren't working. And honestly, I really just needed someone to listen to me at that point. And on top of that, the tone of voice that she was doing, it just broke me down. And I'm not telling you that I'm not a tough cookie. Let me tell you, I'm a freaking tough cookie. But when it comes to, again, when a client needs something of your service, or when a client needs space to be heard and supported, you gotta let that happen. So all this to say about coaching and getting coaches and finding coaches for you for yourself in 2020 is to stick to one or two coaches and go really deep with them. Get them to really get to know you as a person, your background, and your fears and failures and all that, so that you can really go deep with that person. And that's what I realized in those coaching calls, is like I was being told one thing, and then another coaching call is being told another thing. And at the end of the day, it's your business. It's the way you want to run it. Obviously, you want to make money and profit out of your business. But what I learned that week was I got to just stick to one or two coaches. Just stick to one or two. Go deep with them. Get them to really understand and know you so you can really grow and prosper from them. Because it's so not fun to be tossed and turned from one thing to another thing, to one idea to another idea, and just have that full focus, okay? So that's what I have about that, all right? Focus on one thing. And to elaborate on that one, there's this book called The One Thing. I believe it's by Gary Keller with J.A. Papasan. I'm not sure. Anyways, it's called The One Thing. And I literally was listening like the first 15 minutes of it. Actually, I lied. It's like chapter 3. But anyways, there was a section in there, and I loved what it was talking about. It says that the most talented person, or the person that has done the one thing so well, is Bill Gates. And the reason why is because he was so into computer programming that he mastered it and he made it very skillful for him in his life. And I think as entrepreneurs or business owners, there's so many things that we can dive into and that we're passionate about, but sometimes you just have to stick to that one skill and become a master in it. So choose that one thing, that one skill, that one thing in your head that you're just like, oh, I want to take this down. You know, I want to make this work for me for 2020. And focus on that and don't focus on anything else. And usually what happens is that skills and passions are integrated, because usually when you're really good at something, you're passionate about it. Or when you're passionate about it, you become really skillful because you're so passionate about it. So all this to say, what I want you to get out of what I just said for the past 5 minutes is to stick to one thing. Focus on that one thing, that one skill, that one book, that one project, and follow it through. Another thing, like I said, is follow one or two coaches, delete everybody else, because it's a freaking mess when you have multiple people that are trying to chime in your ear. And after the day, it's your business and it's following your intuition, what excites you. All right. So that is what I have for you in this episode. If you want to share anything or something insightful, go ahead and drop me a message in the Instagram. Also, I just started a new YouTube channel, and that's more focused about content marketing and Instagram strategies and honestly anything that I want to talk about, because you know what? It's my freaking YouTube channel. So I'm going to talk whatever I want to talk about. So go ahead and follow me there, subscribe to me there, and we'll see you in the next episode.